This miracle certainly is among the most well-known of Jesus's miracles. I don't know how many times I've heard it. I don't know how many times I've read it. I don't know how many times I've studied it, but needless to say, I've spent a lot of time with this one. And something new jumped out this week. Just love that with Scripture. Gather the fragments left over so that nothing gets wasted. I've never paid attention to that line because I'm caught up in the theatrics of thousands and thousands being fed. I mean, it sounds like kind of a unimportant line, doesn't it? Almost as if you really care about that? You just pulled off this feeding with thousands and thousands and thousands of people? That doesn't seem so important to me at that moment in the story. But who says those words? Jesus. It's Jesus who says, gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted. Gathering the fragments, the little things, they matter. Now, 2 weeks ago, I had the chance to be with a group of monks. Trappists is the nickname that they're given, the Cistercians of the Strict Observance. That's their formal name. They're pretty austere. Nothing fancy about the guys and nothing fancy about the place. You don't go to a place like that to sort of kick back and relax. Cinder block, soup that likens dishwater. It was really awful. I tried to find all the pepper I could possibly muster and it didn't even change the taste. Gather the fragments. You know what they did? 9 times a day, the bell would toll and they'd work their way into church to pray, principally the Psalms, to pray. Typically about 10 minutes or so, twice in those 9 times that they would come in during the day, it pushed an hour. Gathering the fragments, simply keeping a promise that they had made to be faithful. A promise they made to God on behalf of God's people. Because they don't do it for themselves as much as they advocate others. They just do it. There's no one there to take attendance. There's no one there taking pictures. There's no notoriety. There's no acclaim. There's nothing theatrical. It's not thousands of people who are cheering as they come in. In fact, many times it's no one but themselves. And they come and they pray. Gather the fragments. Then I had the chance to be with my family, which was a real delight. And the Lord touched me in part through this passage of an awareness of gathering the fragments that I saw. I've seen it previously, but I saw it in some really beautiful ways this week as I was already spending time with this gospel for this weekend. I saw it in the devotion of my own siblings to their spouses. My beautiful stuff. Stuff that nobody else would notice. Just a simple act of sacrifice, an act of kindness here, act of recognition there. And I saw it in how they were devoted to their kids. Their kids who are getting, they're all teenagers now. All the nieces and nephews are now teenagers. That's kind of an interesting ocean, isn't it? And I was absolutely moved time and again by watching my own siblings as parents gather the fragments. A little act here and a little act there. They're all busy themselves as adults, but a devotion to their kids. And not even their kids, but everyone's kids. Some of you know how that happens. And then I got to see it in my mom and her devotion to her kids, gathering the fragments, and smiling to someone that we don't like as much. I've got those people too. Speaking an encouraging word to a family member who seems to be out of sorts. Holding back an opinion because it's going to avoid an argument. Listening with interest to someone who we don't find interesting. Gather the fragments, Jesus says. Little actions matter. Maybe that message isn't as unfamiliar to us because of Therese, who was all about littleness in her own life. Recognizing that the little things done with great love bring about astonishing results. A friendly greeting, a tiny favor, simple courtesy and kindness. When we gather the fragments, good things happen that often exceed our own expectations. When we're on the receiving end, when we're one of those fragments that are gathered by another, it really makes a big difference. When it's a lousy day and everything's going wrong, and that one person stands in contrast who, instead of taking something else from me, simply chooses to give. It's like the sunlight breaking through the darkness. Changes everything. Gather the fragments, Jesus says to us. Do the little things well, so that nothing, so that no thing whatsoever in your ordinary living and in my ordinary living, so that nothing ever will be wasted.